Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ask to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kin
on even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talkin' behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty lookin' kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm tryna link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything was going good, and then shorty just started trippin'.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sippin'. Then she tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me, I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
you
so intelligent, you so irrelevant. Please do not make us come hop out of caravan. For that residual, I give you candlelight visuals. Beat your physical worst, I input you on digital. I go hard when it's critical.
Yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. I go hard. I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. I go hard as a man off of Viagra. Niagara Falls when she make it work. Take the barrel from a 4-5, put it into a 9 million, make it work. Tell my enemies to stay alert. Bless my shooters, I know they on dirt. Do not listen, they gon' spray your shirt. Plus you snitching, I saw paperwork. You a, that's why you face the clerk. Names was mentioned, so you make it murk. Don't want it with us, cause we stay berserk. Fall so hard, we make the vapors hurt. I am a legend through our history, and you gotta honor this when you mention me. Ain't no out they can get with me. If you thinking I should anoint them, you better point them out specifically. I make them my enemy. Decapitate them and carve them up and let you start them up and then deactivate them. Reactivate them, deprogram and rewire the circuitry. If he ain't working for me, then I'ma have to break them. I sell them a lake them. I say that because I am one of peace. I just really wanna spit my piece. But come at me wrong, I'ma get my peace. But shots in the y'all can get one apiece. With Glocks and then I make your summer cease. Think not for speed, either wrong or beast. Apocalypse T put you under sheets. Make your oxygen cease when them guns release. Stop facing the shootout up in the club. Haters act like they won't give me love. Like shadows I'm marking, they name it blood. I don't get no love.
Yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. I go hard. I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did. Harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to OG Radio Presents OG Poetry with your boy Radio Rail and your girl Genesis. What's going on?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, I am Genesis. That's 3-Y-E apostrophe M, Genesis. So everybody got that because I am the beginning. That's how that goes.
So, as usual, we are dropping a little bit of poetry for y'all. And as promised, I will drop my little shit, you know, that I've done. Because, yeah, you made me, well, you encouraged me to do it.
Oh, okay, so you dropping poetry first tonight?
No, I didn't even say all that. I just said I was going to drop it. I ain't even say I would go first.
That don't make no sense. See that?
It's too explicit for everybody to, you know, I ain't going to just break it out like that. They're going to be like, damn. You know.
Well, I don't have a piece I wanted to share tonight that's explicit. It's a little explicit. It's not cuss words or anything explicitly, but it talks about some things. So we can do explicit poetry.
We can do whatever you like. There's no no censorship on this shit here.
Okay. Well, I do want to say this. If anybody else has some poetry that they want to present tonight, please call in to the radio. We really appreciate
it. And the number
is
516-666-9826.
Yes. That is the number.
I'll be forgetting to put the number when I make the post and shit. Yeah, I'll be forgetting.
Well, now they know.
We'll go ahead.
Now they know.
Yeah.
Okay, give them the number again so they have it. Because they might have missed it the first time.
So the number again, for all those listening who is who may be into poetry or have some poems or know some people real quick, you got until 9 o'clock to call in 516-666-9826.
Okay. All right, so this poem is called Addicted. So now I used to be, well, when the pandemic or before the pandemic happened, so I used to be in the gym a lot. And there was this guy I was crushing on real hard in the gym. I would see him, like, not often, but just often enough to make me be on the treadmill and work a little bit harder, you know, just because he was in there. I know everybody know they got their eye candy in the gym or wherever they go. It's always that one particular eye candy. So this poem was dedicated to him. So don't judge me, guys. All right, so it's called Addicted. Addicted. I'm addicted to your chocolate-covered kisses that cover your skin. I want you to spread my legs like yoga nastiness. Do some Olympic tricks on your dick followed by some graphic pics. See, my body is fueled by your lips, flourished by water, powerful enough to drown you, soft enough to cleanse your skin, deep enough to make you pretend that I'm Hurricane Lane coming in for the weekend. See, yeah, my legs are stretching these legs down and up, long and wide, and yeah, a little bit to the side. See, I'm trying to be your treat tonight. Dipped in whipped cream, honey, caramel, strawberry. See, your body is my H-Town playground singing, somebody rocking, knocking the boots. So give me that good love. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to the way your tongue curves my valley, the way your Kama Sutra tongue that does backflips on a click soaked in a puddle of your kisses. Your neck tattooed with my intentions of making you my territory. I'm grabbing your microphone out your pants, making it do a handstand as I swallow down my throat as I stroke, 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 and stroke, giving you cavities as I lick, lick, lick you like a lollipop down the shaft of your wet dreams, pulse racing, legs aching as I breathe heavy on this treadmill, 1 mile to go. I'm watching that print go by, go, 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 go. Those jogging pants as you walk past slow. I don't see a gold band on your left hand, so let's do these doggy style positions. Girl, cowgirl submission, and a new bedrock edition. Signed, my treadmill of addiction. So that's one poem for addiction for the guy that I was crushing on at the gym.
Well, god damn.
So that's explicit. Yeah. That's pretty explicit. I definitely was, every time he would come in the gym, I'd be like, man, I know he was staring, but he never came over there. So I guess he had somebody at the time, which is fine, but it's always nice to look, you know?
Man, that, I'm speechless for him.
Yeah, I don't think he ever necessarily heard that poem, because I never spoke with the man. I would see him, he would wave, I would wave,
oh,
and then
wow.
Just see the... I know, right? I was like, man, I wonder what that would have been like if, if I ever pursued that. But it just never was... I was never going for it. So I punked out, yeah.
That.
I guess this is the same.
Like you said, everybody got that one at the gym. Way back when I was working out at the gym, I had an eye candy way, way back when.
Okay, so
and
did you...
I think, like, the stuff she did in the war, especially when I was working there, I think she used to do that shit on purpose. Like, I'll be trying to, like, do the bench press on the machine, whatever you call it. And there was, like, a machine across from me. I don't remember what it was, but she would always face the wrong way so that way she'd show her ass every fucking time.
So why you didn't go over there and assist her and tell her, hey, you turned the wrong way? So you liked her showing her ass to you.
It was good to look at when you was done with your rep, you know.
Yo.
But you couldn't look too hard,
because
then, you know,
I understand that. So, when are you going to spit your piece? Because I got, like, maybe two other ones, one that I haven't quite finished yet. I could present that one. But I had to go check on some business.
I ain't no punk.
I'm not at the crib.
No. I ain't no punk, so I'll go ahead and, I wrote this like, years ago.
I hope you was rehearsing it. Don't get up here doing no booty stuff either, talking to Raffin. Hold on, wait a minute. I need you to put your soul into it deep down, like you standing in front of people. You know what I'm saying? I need to be snapping them fingers off. My handprint.
What? No, I ain't rehearsed nothing. I just opened it right now to read it.
Okay,
I put my soul in it. Oh, shit. That just threw me off. Right.
Okay.
It's imagination. You ready? You ready? All right, I'm ready.
Yep.
King-size bed. Laying under the sheets, eyes closed, mind wonders. Heavy thoughts of a warm body. The warmth of somebody else's skin touching yours. The constant feel of that person's hand caressing your skin. The strong grip to your waist as a man's tongue runs down from your navel, up to your breast, then up to the neck and back down to the waist. The feeling's so good, but could this be wrong? But couldn't be safe? As the man lay down, your body starts to loosen up as your panties come down to your ankles. Legs open wide, the constant movement of the tongue inside your pussy. You begin to grip tighter and tighter. Pussy gets wetter and wetter, then all of a sudden, you feel a hard but firm prized possession inside of you. The slow deep strokes make you dig your nails deep into the flesh. The biting of the neck and the hair pulls ensure the comfortability of your pussy and leave a puddle of wetness. Fast, the hard pounding of the hard dick into the pussy makes you let out a loud scream of sweet, sensational love making. As you reach the climax, you release it, all at the top of the mountain, never wanting to come down, until you open your eyes and realize it was an explicit imagination. Finger snap.
Yeah. Okay, so who that's about?
Huh? It wasn't even about nobody. It was just one of those days I just felt like writing about something.
You felt like writing? So it's not about anybody in particular.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was just something I wrote at the time. So what happened was, on Facebook some years ago, I got into this like poetry group, and they were sharing they was doing series of explicit poems or whatever for like a week. So I'm like, man, I could write something, I'll put something together, and that's what it was. So I got like two others somewhere that I got involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't about nobody per se.
I can feel you on that one. I definitely can. It's a piece though. I mean, do you write other stuff or you just every blue moon you gonna hit us with a piece of poetry and then kind of go from there?
Well, to keep it interesting, I'll go ahead and I'll write some stuff so that way, keep it going so that way it ain't just you doing it.
I'm looking for people right now, but this is a lot to do with people being shy. Spoken word, I'm going to let people know spoken word or poetry, period, speaking your thoughts, speaking your mind is very difficult. And it's bravery for people to actually get up there and speak their words and their truth or what they're thinking about because they scared. Everybody's always scared of some type of judgment. So,
right.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what spoken word is for, though. It's about speaking your peace, speaking, your truth about stuff. So I believe it's necessary.
Right. Oh, and we have... I'm sorry, y'all. I got all this noise in my background. But we have a caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, listener.
What's going on, guys? I was just calling in. Just listening in. I just wanted to listen. I heard both of that. I heard both of those wonderful poems.
All the women calling in and shit. Oh my God, Ray, I need another poem. Oh.
Did not think y'all was capable of that. I'm saying like that. That amount of nastiness at 8:21.
I said last week, y'all got it
hot and heavy early. Sun ain't even down yet.
I said that it was really explicit.
Well, I wanted to help you out because I figured it was going to be something explicit. I was like, I haven't shared this piece in a while. I remember sharing this piece, but I miss those days where I'm able to have eye candy, but, you know, I'm a little bit more respectful now.
Hey, I'm a firm believer to just go get it. Just, you know, we got one life to live, go get it.
Nah, I apply both of y'all on. I'm just joking around, but I really actually think those are two nice pieces. And, T, you could apply that to anything, bro. You nice with it, bro. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated.
I ain't scared of nothing. I just gotta find everything. But I believe I got two others like that floating somewhere. I'll probably share that next week once I find it.
Well, I can't wait to, you know, back up really soon, and I'll be hosting poetry at like one of the places in Aurora, and I'm working on some other stuff right now where I'm opening up a spot for all, you know, poets to come out and perform if they would like to. Mm-hmm. And the thing I say, I think it would be beneficial for poets. I've been working on this a couple months now, but it's still in the making. That's why I'm not at home now, because I was out here checking on it, but it's in Aurora, Illinois, and it's going to be dope. I can't wait, you know, to get it up and moving around.
Man, I can't wait either.
Me either. I'd definitely be there for that. All of that.
I think everybody going to be there. We're going to turn up, especially out there. We're having a good time.
Of course. I'll be there probably faithfully.
I already know. But I was just calling in to show my love and everything. I'm going to let y'all keep doing it. On the side.
Appreciate it, though. Okay. Appreciate it. Now, I encourage you for next week's show to write you a poem and spit a poem for next week.
I can spit a poem now if you want me to. I'll shout out.
Even better. Go ahead.
Give me a topic, and I'm gonna come off the top with a beautiful poem.
Okay, give you a topic for poetry. I'll do something simple like love.
Love.
Yeah, something slight.
Thank you for calling in. Be sure that you find some poets. And call them in, too, if they want to come in and speak some poetry. That'd be dope.
I got facts. Big facts. That's what he said. Love. All right. My inspiration. My engine to my train that gets me to my destination. My everything. Whenever she calls, I answer right away without a ring. She's my alpha, my omega, my first, my second, my last. She's the only reason I show up to class. She's my only reason I show up and keep my mind on task. Because our future. I'll be the bullet to her motivation. And if you trespassing on my property, we'll shoot you. because we are strong together through every endeavor, forever and ever. And they ask me when that train's our destination to stop. I tell them never. Yeah.
Hey. I see you. I see you.
And who is she?
Huh?
I said, who is that about?
It's opportunity.
I gotta know. Myself,
hey, so it's about opportunity. My inspiration is opportunity. You ever say opportunity only knocks once? Well, in my head,
yeah.
Hey, watch me ring the doorbell. So that's what I'm saying. Look, my mistress is opportunity. That's what that song was about, opportunity.
I feel like it's a little bit more than that. You holding out, bro.
Damn.
Oh. Ooh. I ain't
not everybody's like you, Miss Eye Candy.
Yeah, I guess I'm just, you know, just eye candy in and out by my lonesome, I guess. Everybody knows
so you
eye
fantasizing.
Candy.
You was fantasizing about him every other night then, huh?
It wasn't every other night, it was just at the gym. That's all.
Oh, so you went to pretend to work out. While he was there. Okay, I see.
You see this body, ain't nothing about pretending and working out at all.
Oh.
None pretending about it. All facts.
You know, that's
all
true, because you got a six-pack. I got a whole 12-pack of cases over there.
I'm getting up.
You know, I got to put the beer away.
That's the main one. And when you start having kids too, pack on the way, because you eating gummy bears and chicken nuggets and everything else.
I don't eat that though. I don't eat candy like that. And I don't really eat chicken nuggets and shit like that like I used to. I don't really eat a lot of fast food, nothing like that.
Really?
I cook a lot. Yeah, I cook. I hate fucking McDonald's. I hate McDonald's. Wendy's, when I was working at Comcast, I used to go to Wendy's every other day. But mainly, I eat hella tacos when I was working with Comcast. Or my customers, the speakers.
Your
so
customers?
Like, yeah, so like, I always had a. I had a. When I used to go to customers' houses or whatever, majority of them were like women. So like, most of the time I'll be there, they're either like during breakfast time or like dinner time, and they'd see me.
Okay.
I had a whole lot of people cook for me before.
I'm just in shock. You said you cook. I don't ever hear no man saying they cook.
What? Yeah. My mother always taught me growing up to always cook for yourself. Learn to cook for yourself just in case you come across a woman that can't cook. And it's so happy that I have before. So I was like, yeah. Shout out to OG for teaching me that.
Right. Tell your mama I said thank you personally.
Man, I had to learn how to cook myself. Fuck that, man. That shit was tough. My sister was the only one that was cooking in the house, and she couldn't cook for shit.
Ah, yes, true. I remember that. You are fucking right.
I was a little bit sick.
I
remember one day she tried to
cook
in a pot. It was over with.
Over with.
It looked like a muffin. I don't know what the fuck is that. I'm like, hell fucking no. I'm not eating that shit. I learned how to cook rice. I burnt the pot once or twice trying to cook rice for the first time. Hey, but shit, I ain't even gonna lie. I started cooking after that. I was fucked. I'm not gonna stay home for food no more. I'm tired of it.
I want to say I've been cooking since 10. But I ain't never really had to cook until I left the crib like that. But since 10, I can throw it out. I can cook any and everything damn near. Except for dressing. I never made that, and I never put a turkey in the oven yet.
Bro, that shit hard as hell to cook a turkey.
What? I just never
wanted
to go buy one to do it.
The motherfucker, you gotta cook that motherfucker. It's a process. All
right, it is. You can deep fry it.
Yeah, I mean, still, you gotta thaw that bitch for like 3 days. Dude, you cooking this?
I'm trying to figure
days.
Out who he trying to cook, a rooster or. What
is
he
talking
about? 3 days.
I tried. That shit did not work out the way I wanted to.
Yeah, you need some help with that. Somebody to teach you.
I know how to cook all that thing else, but that turkey, fuck it. I'm cool. I'll cook some cheesecake or some shit, some macaroni.
Yeah, I don't know how to grill at all. I'm not going to lie. I can cook, but I can't grill. I've tried. I always mess it up.
What? I think grilling is easier than cooking.
Yeah, it is.
I just can't get the call right.
I'll tell you a secret ingredient into grilling. A secret ingredient is olive oil and not lighter fluid.
I'm going to have to try that next time, but I almost damn near burnt myself up and the whole patio down.
We'll come over. We'll take over the grill for you.
We gonna start with pitches. We gonna teach you though.
A tutorial with pitches.
We teaching you. We gonna learn how to grill.
I'm going to YouTube University. Back. I still was on there trying to.
Like, YouTube University.
I couldn't figure it out. I could not. But I tried, though. I was, trying to show my daughter some things, but I was like, you can scratch that lesson. It's not going to be.
We're going to learn that later together.
Right. As long as you know how to cook in the kitchen, we're good.
Oh, God. Hey, that's the most important thing.
I'll come through and whip it up.
Well, I appreciate it.
Let me know what you like. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere unless it's somebody's house. I ain't going to no club. I ain't going to no bar. I ain't going to no stores or none of that when tomorrow opens up or when the thing opens tomorrow.
I thought they said they wouldn't open up until the 3rd. It was just on the news today.
Oh.
Mayor Lightfoot was up there talking.
Oh, well. Uncle Mo ain't playing, huh?
That's what y'all call her? Well, Uncle Mo?
I can't really say what I would truly call her on the radio because, this is the word I can't use. But that's one of them. That's one of them.
Damn.
Uncle Mo. Well, I guess that's Uncle Mo. A decent name. I be just feeling like he should at least like a style or hair or something. I don't know. I guess it's cool with the fro, but I don't know. I just feel like you present yourself as a professional. They make you do that in the military. You got to be professional all the time and have your hair a certain way. I just feel like if you're going to be standing in front of people, they need to take you seriously.
I mean, she a man girl, so I mean.
Y'all talk about the mayor, G?
Yeah, man.
Y'all bugging.
I didn't say nothing about it. I just said she needs to be more professional. That's all.
Hey, you right.
Uncle
be out here wearing. She out here wearing two long sleeve shirts under each other and shit. She out here like that.
Yeah, you saw that.
Can't do it. I'm not allowed to do it. Like, you go on a job interview or something. I'm not allowed to do it. So why is it okay for her?
Thank you.
To do it. I think it should be equal across the board. I don't feel like it's fair. I don't mind it. Like, you be yourself. But if everybody else is held to a certain standard, I feel like you should, promote that same thing.
She's a part of the LGBTQ community.
It's
so
the alphabet.
That don't mean nothing, though.
Hey, there's standards of living now. We got to be safe with everything with that. So, like.
Nah, she just don't look solid, Z. He looked like the drunk off of Bebe's kid.
She like
she didn't
that,
need to
like
a little bit
like
more
turtle. She like a lot of things.
She didn't need to be a little bit more professional. That's all I'm saying. With her attire.
It's Chicago. Would you expect anything less?
I mean, nah, but we want to be represented better.
Exactly.
But it's Chicago. But it's Chicago. There's nothing
professional
about this day and age of Chicago. There's nothing professional about it.
We seek change, though. We talk about changing everything, and if we got the image of everything that, like, that's fucked up, G. You know what I'm saying? She don't even dress. She don't dress right, G. I'm saying?
It's hard to promote that with the generation that we got. You got the blind leading the blind, the ratchet raising the ratchet herb. That's what we got going on.
I like that. That's
all
good
the,
saying.
All the leaders,
to post that.
All the leaders are gone. Yeah. All the leaders are gone. If you really want to be honest. The true leaders, at least the people we looked up to and shit, they gone. So we got a whole bunch of ratchet leading the ratchet and the blind leading the blind. People was looking up to Lizzo, for God's sake.
Who? Who's that?
The chick who showed her ass in the basketball game. She's wearing some type of dumbass attire where her ass is all out. Like, literally, booty cheeks out.
I respect her confidence.
Like, super confident.
That's all I'm
going to
say. That's all I'm saying about her. I respect her confidence.
I mean, I respect it, but why wear that to a professional... I don't know. She knew what she was doing. She knew she was going to make a statement. She knew that she was going to, you know, be a headline somewhere. So
that's all I'm saying. Publicity.
Somewhere.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I guess I'm a lame.
No, I don't care to want to know. It's just something I ended up seeing on ESPN and Twitter and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like a prime example of, you know, just bullshit nowadays. That people look up to people like that. People look up to fucking Cardi B. Like, we had this discussion before about her, but, you know, she's of his own.
Not look up to necessarily, but I love her story, where she came from, how she hustled her way up. That's what the thing is, and the fact that she's never changed. That's how I look at it. I don't look at, you know, the crazy stuff she's doing, but she's never changed.
She's a modern day
Black
diamond from the Players Club.
Yeah, but Diamond was working for something. I mean,
well, all strippers are working for something, though. I don't think nobody's stripping just a strip. I think they're all
working for something. Yeah, but I mean, men go in there and, you know, throw their money and make sure that it's okay. Like, and it shouldn't be okay. And then you working for pennies with degrees. Like, I mean, you get all this education and you don't get the same pay as a stripper yet. I mean, that could be a little heart-wrenching sometimes.
I mean, have you seen the money they make? I mean, I strip too. You know what I'm saying? The type of money I can bring home
every day. Exactly. So I don't see nothing wrong with it because, I mean, get how you get, you got that, you know, that motivation and confidence to go out there and do it. And you don't care about your moral values or your values not the same as other people, then go for it. I don't know anybody.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with stripping. I just felt bad throwing money at the strippers when I was there a few times I went. That's the
only
difference.
Why, you gonna slap somebody in the
face? No, I just feel bad that I'm throwing them dollar bills, and they're doing all of this for this dollar bill. Like, this girl made eye contact. Hell no, I'm throwing dollar bills.
You feeling bad? You ain't feeling that bad, but you still throwing dollars. You should have thrown a 10, a 20,
50. See, look. People know if you don't want to necessarily be bothered, don't make eye contact. I made eye contact. So the girl got off the stage, did what she did to me, And I was like, for all of that, she did a lot of shit. For all of that, I gave her $3 lonely little dollars.
And you felt bad if you couldn't pull an extra couple dollars out your pocket and gave it to her. It's like going to the waiter.
Hell no.
And they talking about gratuity.
It's just the logic behind it. It's just the fact that, you know, they resort. I'm not saying stripping is a bad thing, but they're stripping and working for us to throw dollar bills at them. Nobody's really throwing just 20. They're throwing dollar bills. And you get somebody as petty as me who will throw $3 at you, you know what I'm saying, be like, thank you. That's exactly what that, you know, that's what I do with the strip clubs.
I feel like that's the same as tithing. When you throwing money at the pastor's feet, I don't like that. I'd be like, are we in a strip club? Like, why are you throwing money at his feet?
I don't do that. I never did it. This is bad, but I rarely do the church. That's it's very rare if you see me put some money to the check.
Yeah.
I put that bad boy dead in the hat every time I go, even if it's a little bit.
Like, I understand it's for them to pay the bills, put in that motherfucker for us to go to and shit, but, you know, I don't do it every Sunday.
Not every Sunday. Well, you want to read another poem or...
Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that. That, Thompson spit a little metal.
All right, guys, I'm going to let y'all go, okay? I'm going to talk to y'all later.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, guys.
What's
that
up?
Was another ADE member, also my host on OG Radio Tuesdays and Fridays. That was B-Trek.
Okay. So, I'm about to do this one last poem. It's not complete yet, and I've been working on it for a while. But I just want to get your input, actually, on it. I wish we would do workshops. We used to do a lot of workshops, but I haven't had anybody to do workshops with. But that's something I was thinking about, too, to do.
We can definitely talk about that out there.
Okay. This is no title. It has no title. So it goes like this. Back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But someday, I sit and wish I was a kid again. Some days turn into Sundays and sit back and blow trees on holidays. Inhale that smoke and let the harvest exasperate your eyes. Falling out like raindrops, watering my skills with every note and every stroke of my pen for this poem. Saying, back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But someday, I wish I was a kid again. Quick lessons fall in my head like quicksand for every word I created as a quote, as if it was a joke. To remind me that my father told me to never use your throat, but to always be cutthroat. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. You'll fall in the graveyard of emotions buried with regrets. But I'm singing, back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days, I sit and wish I was a kid again. That's it. So... It doesn't have a title.
Back in the day should definitely be the title.
Because,
like, when you first started off, I started thinking about the song, and then I immediately thought about how I felt back in the day listening to that song. So then for you to go into the poetry aspect of it, it's like, yo, that's some deep shit. It will bring me back into something. You're bringing us back into something.
Yeah, I wish I was a kid again.
Boy, man, there's a ton of shit of reasons I got.
Yeah, I definitely am.
If I knew life was going to be like this as a grown up, I would never wish to hurry up and grow up.
Right. You know, my daughter, she does that now. She's like, man, Ma, I can't wait till I'm a teenager and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oof. Good luck with that. Because you don't understand, but, you know.
She better wait. I got two teenagers on my hands. Man, man, man.
I don't want to deal with the teenage stage. I really wanted to deal with the kid stage, you know, all the way to about 10, 11, and then, hey, you can go stay with somebody else. I did my half.
I like the infant stage from birth to one. After that,
Yes. No, after 5, maybe 6 years of age, it's like, rough. Anything after 6 is rough. Maybe because my baby was good, you know, the whole time I was a little spoiled, but I appreciate her so much because I had a good baby.
True, but like 1 through 4, you gotta go through the whole stop. No, put it down, put it backstage. I don't know, I
prefer that than talking back.
You know
why
what?
Why I gotta do this? Because now I just want to put the chokehold on her. Now I'm just playing everybody. I'm not gonna do nothing to her, but she be really pushing me some days.
It definitely takes a lot of patience. The older they get, you definitely have to have a lot of patience. Cause like ass whooping don't work. work when they get older.
I appreciate her though. I really do. I really do.
Both definitely. Definitely
keep you young forever.
Definitely learn a lot.
Yes,
but
they keep you young.
Are about to go on break. I'm gonna play a couple of songs, and then we'll get ready to wrap it up. So this song here is called The Love Jones Interlude by my homie D. Jones.
Okay, sitting here with the pen and pad in my hand, trying to understand the intimate words that she kinda said. You're gonna sit here and put the blame on me? No, I ain't taking the blame for it, I'm sick of these emotions in my thoughts and these feelings in my mind. Emotional feelings come and go as the people leave in mine. And as I stand here, I think about it. Damn, it must have been a dream. No, it wasn't a dream, it was reality. Depicting the greater or lesser things, inequality. Competition ain't the way you're living, but it's contradicting everything that's going on in life that my eyes are missing. I'm just trying to understand the possibility that faithful men to come and take your hold your hand for marriage or for labor pain. Oops, I'm in partial pain, that you fucking cowed me due to the diversity. Oops, I'm in a crisis. No, it wasn't necessity. Can't leave out the possibility. Ask, yes, no stress. I'm too grown to be playing these games. Pray to you, it ain't the same.
These are late night thoughts in my mind. Laying right here, just wondering why. But drunk it could so anxiously. Not asking nor begging you, please. I'm sitting comfortably, riding quiet, listening to the breeze. I'ma call this one the Love Jones Interlude. Play this for the real smooth. The Love Jones Interlude. The Love Jones Interlude.
With complications, words that you speak out of your mouth comes to consequences. Not trying to hear it. Now don't believe that. Begin as the realest. Now you're the focus. Pulling back from you, that's the way to go. Cause I've been hurt too many times. Worrying of you and the lies that you tell.
How many times?
are back. That was How Many Times by Deontae Echols.
I'm feeling
so
this song
you got
a
any,
lot.
Yeah, I always say it every time I, you know, do the Monday Thursday show. I forgot how the hell I know him. Probably high school or something, but you know, I'll be reaching out to my people, you know, like, hey, send me a track. So even if you know some people, have them send a track. I'll give you my email. So they can send it to my email. I can add it to the playlist, get it played. If you notice, I switched up our intro. So that'll be our intro for a little while. So we're just going to start switching up intros here and there.
Okay.
Keep it new. Any final thoughts before we close out the show tonight?
I'm just hoping people come out more and, you know, do poetry. Because that's what my brand is. It's mostly poetry. And I'm just trying to get a lot more people out there. So if you're a fan of poetry, if you know somebody that do poetry, you know, encourage them to call in. We're looking for more people. You know, it'd be beneficial to them. They can network. We can, you know, talk and just, you know, get some stuff moving. So I just appreciate it. Some people, you know, let the word be known so we can expand together.
Facts. The people we originally had all got scared and backed out of shit. besides Misfit and my other homegirl Paris, I just haven't talked to her in a while, but I'll talk to her tonight and see if she want to join again next Thursday, because I'll be forgetting about her and she be wanting to do this shit, but I'll be forgetting. That's my slip up.
Okay,
so
Paris, if you're listening, we want you to come do poetry with us. If you got some new pieces, old pieces, it's all welcome.
Text me like right as soon as this ends to remind me to text her or call her about the poetry.
Okay.
And as always, people, wash your fucking hands. don't be so eager to be around people all the fucking time. Y'all have to be doing the fucking most out here and outside of Illinois, especially out west and out south of Illinois. Y'all have cutting the fuck up out here. But, thank y'all for listening to OG Radio Presents OG Poetry. You can catch me Monday for a live podcast, or catch me there Tuesday. Catch our other radio show involving pretty much music, Let's Talk Tuesday. Catch us every Thursday for poetry. Catch us every Friday for Freestyle Friday. And if I ever do a special show in between, I will. And my manager also does special request shows every other Wednesday. Catch my Instagram, HellRail1290. My Snapchat, Dilla21. Shit, I don't remember. 2112, probably. I don't even know. Don't even quote me. But everybody have a safe and fun night. Yeah.
Good show.
And yeah, don't forget to text me Genesis, because my ass will probably forget in the next 2 seconds.
I got you. I'm on it right now. That's again, that's 3YE, PocketCM, Genesis, IG, or Genesis Silverman on Facebook. If you want to do poetry, hit me up. Let me know.
Facts. And catch our show tomorrow. Tune in for Freestyle Friday. We have a special guest in the building. His name is YRN Mango. He will be live on the show, and he got a track for us to play, and he'll talk about his album coming out. So tune in tomorrow. Y'all have fun. Be safe. We are out.